You are listening to the weekly Parsha podcast, brought to you by the Shluchim Office. Make sure to log on to shluchimkids.org, fill out the form, and be entered into a raffle to win an iPod Shuffle.
I am a shliach in Brussels, Belgium. We are this week on Parshas Nosoi. And Parshas Nosoi speaks, between many important subjects, speaks of the Nazir. A Nazir is a person who wanted to become very holy. So the Torah says that a Nazir may not drink wine or eat anything that comes from the grape. He also may not cut his hair, and he may not be in contact with the dead. What is very interesting is that after he finishes the period of becoming a Nazir, what happens is that he has to bring a korban chatos, a korban of a sin. It's as if he did something wrong. But one second, if Nazir is a good thing, so why does he have to bring a sin offering? I would like to ask you a question. Playing a game, is something good or something bad? Well, I think you guess the right answer. If playing a game will keep you away from learning or from doing important things, from helping your parents at home, so then playing, it becomes something not so great. But if you learned, you spend all your day doing important things, helping at home, doing mitzvahim, learning Torah, and then comes the moment that you have a free time where you can learn, when you can play your game, your favorite game, then you will go out of the game energized, and you will be able to do many more great things. Then the game becomes something great. The game itself becomes part of the mitzvah that you will perform later when you are relaxed. But yes, we all know that it's not so easy to be so well disciplined and to do the right things at the right time. Sometimes we don't know how to stop playing the game when we have to. Therefore, Chassidus teaches us something very important. In order to be a very well-disciplined and a healthy person, the Torah Chassidus teaches us that first we have to start with iskafie. You probably heard this concept from your parents. Iskafie means to be self-disciplined, to sometimes not to eat exactly what I want and not to do exactly what I want right now. But we eat because we need to eat. We need to be strong to do good things, to do mitzvahs. But wait a second. If Hashem gave us a world, so it's not to use it, it's not to enjoy it? Yes, you probably guessed the answer. You know, I grew up in Argentina, and when I was young, the Rebbe used to broadcast his Fabrengens through satellite on TV. And we used to gather all the Chassidim together to see the Fabrengen of the Rebbe in a big screen. And I remember that other people used to tell us, but this is a screen, and this is usually used for TV, for something that is not so kosher. So how come you're now seeing a Fabrengen and listening Divrei Torah from such a screen? And this is what the Rebbe taught us. The Rebbe taught us that anything that is in the world, anything that Hashem gave us, has to be used for the right reasons, has to be used for Torah u'mitzvahs. So ultimately, Chassidus tells us that the world is there to do hishapche. Hishapche means transformation. Imagine you're walking in the forest, and then you find a beautiful piece of wood. So hishapche would mean to take it and to build a table. And in that table, you will sit with your friend and study together. That is how you transform a simple piece of wood into something positive, into something great, into Torah. This is what is written, Bechol drochecho do'eihu. In all your ways, you will know Hashem. When the Rebbe first started sending shluchim around the world, many people said, but one second, we have to stay at home, we have to be in the Beis Medrash, learning Torah, and being secured. Why to risk ourselves and to risk the education of our children and to go far away where there is no Beis HaKnesses, there is no mikveh, there is no yeshiva, there is nothing? How can you go out so far away and not be afraid of all this? But the Rebbe, as he was a great leader, he taught us that, yes, we have the strength. We will go out there and we will create it. We will know Hashem in all our ways. And needless to say, the end of the story, that the Rebbe's work was extremely successful and he was able to bring so many Yidden back to Yiddishkeit. So to summarize, the Nazir, yes, did a great thing, but the hiskafi of the Nazir perhaps should be just the beginning of our way. Because ultimately what we are here for is to do is hapche, to turn this world into a great place. And this, we will achieve it by going out and by engaging with the world. It's a greater mitzvah to engage with the world and to do mitzvahs than to hide from the world and learn Torah in a closed bes medrash all our life. So let me propose an exercise for this week that we can do together. Next time you have a chocolate or a sweet that you really like, don't just eat it alone. Take a piece and share it with your friend. So this chocolate becomes also the mitzvah of Avas Yisrael. And by that, you will do also iskafie, as you're going to share half of it with your friend, and also isapche, as this chocolate will turn into a great mitzvah of Avas Yisrael. Try it. I am sure you're going to really enjoy the chocolate much more than just eating it alone. A good Shabbos. All the best to you.